Apples do well in Vermont because they grow on a tough, resilient tree that can handle the harsh climate in the Northeast. But the state's apple crop was hard hit this spring when a deep freeze arrived just as the trees were putting out tender, young fruit. For many growers, the frost damage was severe. But as Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman and Lexi Krupp report, orchards across the state are still opening up and making do with whatever apples they have.
So there's a strip of Cox's orange pippin here. One of those trees has fruit, but the rest don't. I mean, Sherlock couldn't figure that out, I don't think. But here's some.
Erin Robinson is the orchard manager at Scott Farm in Dummerston, where they grow about 130 varieties of heirloom apples. On the night of May 17th, the temperature plunged to about 25 degrees in parts of the orchard. That's low enough to kill nearly all of the young fruit on an apple tree. Robinson lost about two-thirds of her crop.
It honestly was a heartbreak I'd never experienced, and I have children, and I love my children more than anything in the world, and this orchard is right behind them. So it was a very crushing feeling to feel so powerless and to know that these trees, which I care for so much, wouldn't be able to, you know, provide.
Robinson had to cancel all of her pick-your-own business, but is still hoping visitors come out in the fall to visit the market on the orchard.
Even opening the market was almost a fresh Band-Aid ripping off the wound, because that gaping hole of no peaches, no plums, no fruit, no cider.
She says some of the apples have deep slits, like a bear clawed the fruit and it's trying to grow back. And some just have slight frost rings around the bottom. There are rows of trees without a single apple on them, or clumps of small, misshapen fruit, while some varieties thrived with all the rain this summer. And across the state, every orchard looks a little different.
I'm not really seeing a good pattern here. I've seen growers who have no Honeycrisp, and I've seen orchards with a full crop of Honeycrisp.
Terrence Bradshaw is a tree fruit specialist with the University of Vermont Extension Program. He says overall, the state probably lost more than half its apple crop. Orchards down in the Champlain Valley along the lake stayed just slightly warmer and did okay, while some orchards in colder pockets of the state lost almost all of their crop.
This is the most devastating freeze I've ever seen, and most growers I've talked to have ever seen.
And he says it could have been even worse.
If trees read textbooks, we should have almost nothing in the state. But they didn't read the textbooks, so we are seeing some fruit.
Like at Whitman Brook in Queechee, a predominantly U-pick orchard first planted a century ago that also has over 100 apple varieties. They still had flowers on most of their trees when the May frost came. It had been a prolific bloom.
What had been this vibrant white bloom was just starting to fade, and then you could see it browning and dying.
Terry Dorman is the owner and manager of the orchard here. He says that was in the lower parts of their fields, but higher up, temperatures didn't get as cold, and some of the trees hadn't yet flowered. Over the next few months, trees dropped apples prematurely, fruit looked ripe when it wasn't, a few trees were almost bare. But overall, they fared well.
We have a reasonably good crop. We're thinning apples this morning.
Other apple growers were barely hit by the frost, like at Moncton Ridge Orchard, run by Christine Lafreniere. She's expecting a busy U-pick season.
Today I'm painting signs, and my husband's out there mowing the lawn, and we're getting everything ready.
They lost a row of empires and a few young trees, but she says their orchard didn't get below 29 degrees during the May frost.
It's actually a heavy crop. There is one thing that I've noticed, that on one tree, you'll have apples that are very different sizes. You'll have some really big apples, you have some really small apples. But there's a lot of apples, a lot.
Every orchard is making the best use of whatever apples they have. At Whitman Brook in Queechee, the fallen fruit that's too deformed for people to eat is going to feed bear cubs at the Killam Bear Center across the river in New Hampshire.
Back at Scott Farm in Dummerston, which was hit hard, manager Erin Robinson says they are still planning to sell the fruit that survived, brown spots and all.
We're going to sell what we have, informing people about what happened and to be open-minded to the fruit and that they are certainly champions in their own right that they've made it as far as they did.
She says there's not a perfect apple in the orchard, but whatever they have should be treasured. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Dummerston.
And I'm Lexi Krupp in Burlington.